brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, during the first hour and a half of the show, I'm going to cover a lot of very important news and information on this Friday edition, the 18th day of July, 2008. Then coming up in the middle of the broadcast, or in about an hour and a half from now, Bob Chapman will join us for 30 minutes to run down some of the new crises in the market with commodities, the plunging dollar, and big brokerage houses that are in trouble. So we'll get another report from him today. And then for 2 hours, Mark Hornke, militia leader, anti-New World Order crusader, documentary maker, and, of course, radio talk show host in his own right, will be joining us. He's also been a political prisoner for 7 years in jail. Got out about, I don't know, 10, 11 months ago. Seems like it was that long ago. I don't have the date in front of me. But Mark will be joining us for 2 hours. He joined us last Friday for an hour and a half. 2 hours today. My websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and of course, TruthNews.us, RonPaulWarren.com. Here is just some of the news I have here in front of me today. Global warming conclusively debunked as Al Gore calls for global CO2 tax by Paul Joseph Watson. Thousands of physicists sign on detailing how it is a complete fraud. Israel makes arrest and alleged plot against Bush. They signaled this last time as the reason to attack Iraq. Later turned out to be totally bogus. Israel really busy beating for the war drums. Another ominous sign here. Merrill Lynch drops after $4.65 billion second quarter loss. Now they're in deep trouble. Merrill Lynch, of all people, all groups. I've got a bunch of news here about Barack Obama exercising three times a day and about what politicians eat for dinner and all these big news articles, all implying, all putting out the message that they run things and they're important and that they matter. They are nothing puppets. And I criticized Barack Obama yesterday for pushing an agenda that is bipartisan. I made the point he's not behind it and got criticized for giving him cover. This is how unsophisticated a lot of people are. And then I also got criticized as attacking him. So I thought I'd read some of those emails and comments. He proposed it. The government, the criminal government, has been setting it up. Giant armed youth brigades. It is a fact. People try to debate with me, too, and say I'm making it up. It's all over the federal government's websites. It's all over mainstream news stories. And you have to stop living in denial. So I'm going to get into that as well today. I want to get back into, because only spending an hour on it isn't enough time. We better talk about this every day. Or we only desensitize people to serious developments. If I just come out in one day talk about how the National Guard is calmly announcing they're going to be doing gun confiscations and, quote, fighting gun crime in our cities, and then we just let the media announce it like it's no big deal and quietly phase it in, then they're going to succeed in total martial law. It's being incrementally turned on, activated. The cage is going up right now. We have to say it's wrong so the troops realize it's wrong and think. And so our fellow population wakes up. People say, well, that's fear-mongering, Alex. Well, what is it when they're saying the National Guard's going to engage in gun confiscation? What is it when they announce Stasi forces? No, our problem is not enough fear. People aren't aware of the threat. And the feds are hopping mad that we've actually been able to get people to finally wake up out of their slumber and pay attention. Awaken. Awaken.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Every day I intellectually look at the evidence and then kick myself for really dawdling too long on one issue or the other and not warning the public about the full magnitude of what we are facing. Let's say you lived in the mountains of Colorado during the summer. It's very, very dry, and a big forest fire started by lightning is coming through your area driven by 50-mile-an-hour winds. And a forest ranger or fire department pulls up in your front yard and says, there is a huge fire. You can see all the smoke in the wind. It's only about a mile and a half away from here. You need to evacuate. It's very, very dangerous. There's a good chance that it's going to burn your house down and kill you in it, and the roads are going to be cut off getting out of the mountains. You need to evacuate. Now, would the citizen who is in the mountain log cabin house with satellite TV and can see the news showing the fires coming their direction and burning down homes in its way, and they can walk outside and be choked by the smoke, and they can feel the heat, would they then yell at the firefighter and say, you are a fearmonger? How dare you pull up in my yard and ask if I need assistance and warn me to get out of the area because the fire department is arriving to set up fire lines to try to dig in and cut down a line of trees and try to have some controlled burns to block the flames that are moving quickly at several miles an hour towards your position. I mean, would you say to them, they are the fearmonger? I mean, I've gotten up on air and I've said aspartame, known as Equal, and sold under a couple other names, now in 9,000-plus products, last time I checked, it's always growing, is confirmed in the test in the early 80s to kill all the monkeys they fed it to. And it is a toxic chemical, just like your dog or cat will drink antifreeze. A lot of poison tastes sweet, and that's one of the main reasons we see a massive increase in diabetes. It fries the pancreas and all those studies, and I have doctors and scientists and endocrinologists on, and I'm accused of being a fearmonger. I'm told, shut up, don't warn people about aspartame. And I have top scientists and former company heads, and I read government reports and private industry reports and internal leak reports where they knew in the 80s they would change one gene in a potato or a tomato or in a corn kernel, in a corn variety, and it would kill all the rats that ate it. And then they approved it and put it on your store shelves, and you eat it in thousands of different products, and they've got 10 major GMO crops of the main staples, and now they're moving into every major subcrop and getting approval. And I'm called a fearmonger. I have been to the urban warfare drills where the military was training to put you in camps. I've interviewed the experts. I've read declassified documents. I've read the public ones. Now that Bush has signed, the Democrats are totally aiding in all of this. It's going to continue regardless of where Bush goes. All these liberals are saying, oh, thank God, Bush will soon be gone. The nightmare will be over. No, it's going to intensify. Just like I heard, oh, thank God, Bill Clinton's gone. George Bush will save us. And I said, no, things are going to intensify. And I was called an evil right-winger when I didn't like Clinton. And now I'm a big evil leftist. And now I'll be an evil right-winger Nazi. And so on and so forth. As people cannot figure out, it's all a big dog and pony show. I have been called a fearmonger for saying the dollar was being devalued. Because I would travel to Europe or I would travel to Latin America and I would witness the devaluation, whether it was in Honduras or in Mexico or whether it was in London, England or whether it was in Paris. Didn't matter if it was in Italy or Germany, it's all being devalued. And I would come back and tell you, or my family would come back and tell you, or I would read the reports, and I am laughed at and told I am a conspiracy mongering, fearmonger, traitor. And it isn't about Alex Jones. Please get past me. I never said I was the best messenger. But I do study the facts. I do wide-spectrum analysis. I bring you the best guest, and I'm begging you to warn everyone you know. We have the flames coming towards the log cabin, and you're there arguing about, well, you shouldn't have pulled up in my parking lot and yelled for me to get out. You shouldn't be sweating. You shouldn't be upset. I don't like you. It isn't about that. It isn't about me. You know, I rejoice when we get a Hollywood individual to go public on this show or on somebody else's show. I rejoice when we get German defense ministers and Italian presidents to go public and members of the Japanese parliament, high level, leaders of their party. I'm so happy when we get more engineers and more scientists and more physicists and we bring them here and give them a platform. And yes, it makes the radio show bigger, but the goal is to wake people up. It isn't about, man, Alex Jones is so prominent and Alex Jones is now called the king of conspiracy by mainstream media, and it's all about him. It isn't about me. We have been successful. We know how to fight the New World Order. We know how to cover the information and how to get great activists, listeners, motivated to wake others up. But we're continually waking people up only to see maybe 20, 30% of them be lost in the battle to never fight the New World Order, but to just fight and critique and argue and infight with each other. And then my own listeners who love what I do and know I've been effective and have borne good fruits, you still get sucked in defending me, which then takes more of our numbers. We don't have time to infight with people and to ninny or to defend. That's how it works. It's a tar baby. Do not defend me on blogs and websites. Do not spend all your time. Stop it. Warn people about vaccines. Warn them about high fructose corn syrup. Warn them about aspartame. Warn them about sodium fluoride and mercury in shots and live cancer shots like HPV, admittedly killing and maiming indiscriminately and causing cancer. Warn people, warn parents that Prozac makes your children commit suicide. It's on the drug insert, but they'll never read that. Warn the police that their radar guns are giving them cancer. Warn people about cell phones. We have eugenics operations, and they've been designed into everyday items we use to kill us, and it is killing us. I see women all over the place with their hair falling out. I hear women everywhere complaining about their hair falling out. I see it now. I mean, 10 years ago, I wouldn't be in a restaurant and see 25, 30-year-old women all around me with thin hair. Children all sick with allergies. We are under plagues right now. Tens of millions with diabetes. Cancer all over the place. I mean, I got people in this office who's super healthy, you know, 23, 24-year-old girlfriends barely survived cancer. Just suddenly. I have people all over my street dying. Small children dying. I have the statistics, though. They're hitting us. Do you understand? I had Dr. Monteith on this week. Medical doctor reading declassified government documents where they created cancer viruses for the vaccines, AIDS virus, how they're using it against us. They created the polio epidemic. All of it, folks. And we're sitting here ninnying and arguing and spinning our wheels. I mean, here's this guy, and I'm only spending time on this because not because it's about me, but because this is educational and informative for everyone. Oh, I had it here. I've got so many stacks I can't keep track of them. Here it is. Found today's stack. Oh, it's fallen off during my flailing. There's a YouTube video. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Alex Jones, Dirtbagger Truth, YouTube video. And this is a nice guy. He's obviously mixed up and upset. And me even responding to this with him will personally make it worse. But it can also be an educational tool for everyone else about how messed up our society is and how screwed up our moral compasses are and our bearings. I probably, out of the thousands of emails a day we get that we try to scan through for the good info, get 30, 40, 50 emails saying, I hate you now. I've sent you 20, 30 emails. You haven't responded. You're a bastard. Well, years ago, we tried to create an auto response, and then people were insulted by your auto response. So we stopped doing the auto response. We have like two people here, one of them's me, trying to read the email. We're not a big operation. We're just like you. And this is another example of what holds us back. I mean, they're murdering us with cancer. They're murdering us with chemicals and biologicals and radiologicals, and we're busy getting mad. I have, how many talk show hosts have emailed me that I didn't email back so they do hit pieces on me? When we come back, I am going to play this clip for you. There's all this serious world news going on, but I'm going to play it so we can think about getting our heads screwed on straight. And then think about all the serious things that are happening, and then meanwhile, this is going on. Stay with us.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please, sit down.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
Imagine!
But that train keeps rolling.
Criminal elements of the government are carrying out eugenics operations. They want a world government to carry out the orderly extermination of 80 to 90% of us, depending on which UN document, British document, State Department Memorandum 200, Biological Diversity Assessment 1995, 1987. I'm giving you the names right now. We know all this is going on. In the next segment, I sat there last night thinking about this. Somebody sent me an email saying, you fearmonger, trying to scare everybody. And I guess I am trying to scare people. I mean, get them motivated. I would even call it fear. It's kind of like my wife ran in my office the other day and said the oven's on fire. Now, I guess she could have put it out, but she came to me to do it, and I could have said, "You fearmonger!" And a big crust had fallen off of the casserole she was making, and it actually caught on fire in the bottom. It was red hot. And, you know, some smoke, little flames, but I could have said, "Oh, be quiet, fearmonger!" I mean, that's the mental illness of America and the world, is just total denial. Then there's the other side of it. There's all of the listeners and people that we've woken up who are fans of the show, or they were awake a long time ago, but they like the show. And every day I get sent YouTube videos or live leak videos like this going, "You didn't contact me. You didn't. Sir, I don't know who you are. I can open my email right now, and I got like 8 different addresses, and there's thousands in there." Now, granted, half of them are Viagra ads and drug ads and mortgage ads and get-rich scheme, you know, emails. And I don't want to discourage all the great people to send me emails, because we get a lot of tips and great info, but we do read most of it. Some of it, I'm sure, falls to the cracks. I mean, Aaron spends hours a day, and I need him to do a bunch of other stuff, but I've got him in there trying to scan the email, and he's literally clicking on one, scanning it, clicking on another. He'll give me big stacks. This is interesting. I'll say, "Wow, I want to talk to that person, or I want to interview him, or I want to look into that," and then I forget about it. And then a year later, it's, "You did not interview me. This is the 10th email. I will now declare you an armed combatant of the Vatican, and I will call for your arrest and execution." And you're like, "Well, okay, I'm not a Catholic, nothing against Catholics, though, and I'm not in any denomination. I don't go to church. I'm temples right here in my body. I'm connected to God right now. I can feel his presence." Shut up, devil! You have served the Vatican for your entire life! Or, you know, "You will talk about how the Jews are the seeds of the devil, or you are with them!" And I'm like, well, we do talk about Israel's corruption, but I don't hate Jews. And that's because you're one of them. You're a devil, blood-sucking devil Jew. And it just, and I'm nothing I can do. And then once they become stalkers, once they become showered, it's off to the races, and then they just become poisonous boils on the Internet. Not poisonous boils because they're attacking me, but because they don't do anything. All they do is infight. All they do is attack. Hundreds of radio shows, hundreds of websites, all how Alex Jones is the ultimate evil. Meanwhile, they never wake anybody up, never reach out and warn the general public. Can you imagine the general public who doesn't know about the New World Order? And a third or maybe more of the websites they visit are just attacking each other and other people and doing nothing. And you're COINTELPRO. No, you're COINTELPRO. Well, no, which is what COINTELPRO is meant to do. So this is a call to sanity, ladies and gentlemen, not to be like this anymore. And to spend your time waking other people up. To spend your time warning people about the North American Union, or how they're devaluing the dollar, or how we're about to be forced to attack Iran and what that will mean. We need our maximum effort right now, getting everybody we can, every man, woman, and child, prominent people, average folks, to go to your school and speak out against the war. When you're in college or high school, to go to the city council and speak out against it. I remember going to high school, I had a friend named Ali Makia, who was Iraqi, and by friend, he was in a couple of my classes over the years here in Austin. When I was a junior and senior here in Austin, we moved here then. I spent part of my time in Dallas. And I was in art class with him, and also, I think, math or something. And then I would see him at the same gym, and he'd give me spots, and I think we went to 2 or 3 movies, and then he was at another gym I was at, and then we lost track of each other. But I remember his dad coming to the school on the eve of the Iraq War. And then after speaking out against the sanctions and being booed and hated, he was an American. But that took courage, folks. And we all better do that now. But I want to come back and play this clip that is typical. It's typical of what I get because I didn't respond to this guy's emails. I don't ever remember seeing them or reading them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter Ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Israeli aircraft are massing inside Iraq. Israel is saying they're preparing to strike Iran. The aircraft are massing in Iraq to hit Iran. They're claiming that Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, wanted to assassinate Bush as a pretext to hype up his excuse to hit Iran when Iran's Shiite, the group at war with Al-Qaeda. Our dollar is plunging. Our economy is plunging. And it's time to get our heads screwed on straight.
Generals gathered in their masses.
Just like witches at black masses. You see it happening right now?
Evil minds that plot destruction.
They are sorcerers.
Sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning. As the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind.
Poisoning.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Look around you, the symbols of our Army and our Marines now in the last 50 years. They weren't skulls and death before. Evil armies take on those symbols. The Nazis had that symbol in World War II. Yeah, politicians hide themselves away. They only started the wars.
Politicians hide themselves away. They only started the war.
and they give you a nice cancer injection when you leave. Time for certain hormone level releases when you hit 45. Wait. Oh, yeah. All right. Satan laughing spreads his wings over the feast of blood and death. You know, they tell you in the Marines and Army, you're there to deal death. You're officers of death. You wait upon death. But what you don't know is the dark lords that rule you and command you, they mean for you to die as well. They don't mean for you to escape from what you have been part of. They believe in their sick religion, a type of voodoo, that they have to kill you to balance things out for the death you have dealt. Oh, fools. They don't just accidentally spray you with Agent Orange. They don't just accidentally send you into bases with depleted uranium. It's all but done by design in their, quote, Illuminati balance. They put it all on you, their sins. It's very, very dark. You are the sacrificial goat on which they pile all the sins, all counterfeits of the Abrahamic law, the Mosaic law. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get into the serious news, but first we have to get our heads screwed on straight. This is one of the biggest problems I've got is people scorned. People scorned. Because Alex Jones doesn't email them back. Because Alex, listen, let me tell you what I did this morning. I got up at 7 o'clock, helped get breakfast ready for my children. I then went and tried to pay some bills and read some bills and deal with property taxes and overcharging and all sorts of, you know, things that are going on. I then, for about an hour, read news, printed news articles. I then, in the past, I didn't do this, so I'd have more time to read your emails, but for mental health and physical health, I went and got on the stair stepper for 30 minutes. I'd like to do an hour. Come back out, take a shower, read news for another 30 minutes, field some phone calls for another 20 minutes, got in the car, drove into the office, dealt with some issues. Hey, Berkey's are back in stock. People bought so many. They were out for a while. Okay, great. Put it back on the shopping cart. Hey, here's some interesting news. You want that guest on? Had a 10-minute meeting about guest. Then had a quick meeting about the move. Then we talked about how a local radio station got in trouble for making fun of Japanese TV. You know, that's now political correctness. I talked about, hey, I might want to go on and warn folks and show them how the political correctness is meant to shut down free speech. Then I come in and talk to John about what clips, audio clips he's got that I sent him. Good, he's got those ready. I talk to him about some music I want added. And then we go live on the air. And then I'm on the air, and we're 38 minutes into it. Now, last night, or I guess it was this morning, I don't remember, I came across, somebody sent me this YouTube clip. And this, I get these every day, these type of clips or audio clips or phone calls. I mean, this guy's nice compared to people saying, I'm going to kill you. Or I'm going to sue you. And then they do sue me. And then I've got to go into court with a frivolous lawsuit because I didn't respond to their email or some court summons. I was supposed to show evidence of treason against George Bush, and I didn't do it. So I didn't expose the Vatican, so I was sued. Or, you know, my God, just insane stuff you never hear about. I mean, just wild craziness. Because we're a celebrity-sick culture. And I'm not a celebrity. I don't want to be a celebrity. I want to have a powerful radio show that reaches people. And the culture's so sick that millions of people have woken up to the New World Order, but then they just feed back in on themselves and we just chew each other up. And it's like a 6-minute clip. I can't play the whole thing. I don't have time. But this is standard. And I'm not criticizing you, sir. This will probably create more anger and God knows what it'll lead to. Because you, 9 times out of 10, people do stuff like this, they obsess on you, and then you become the devil. They can't admit they were wrong or didn't have the proper perspective. A, the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, And there's Alex Jones type channels all over these different web platforms. I learned about it a few months ago. It's only a few months old. There's Enough Respect that puts a lot of my videos up or makes great videos. There's Gatekeeper Invasion. There's the Alex Matrix. There's hundreds of these that are doing great videos and putting our stuff up, and we appreciate it. But then they post other videos that are their views, and then I get threatening calls. You better, this website that's yours, you better let me on it, or you better not say bad things. It's not me. It's not me. It's not me. And I would ask all websites that, Alex Jones MySpaces and Alex Jones websites, please put it on your site that it's not me. See, I'm too busy to try to micromanage everybody. But then I get all the heat from it. Okay? And no one even gives me the benefit of the doubt. These people that get mad at all these other channels and all these other websites, a lot of them do say they're not me, but that isn't enough. It's still me. Please, 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 please explain to people that you're not me. Because I want you to have your own free speech and your own views and your own things you post on your own sites. But people think that is me. Okay, let's go ahead and play this.
Just so this guy can see my face, Mr. Jones, Mr. Alex Jones, who on YouTube has the Alex Jones channel. I'm sure it'll give him some hype and so forth. I was a subscriber at one point, and he has a lot of documented information that's really good and people should look at. However, I sent some personal messages to him, none of which were derogatory. I still have them saved. They were my attempt to
I'll stop it right there.
Speak to him.
Now, see, I don't know if he's talking about messages to that YouTube channel that's not mine, or I don't know if he's talking about my email. See, and I'm just expected to just absolutely drop everything and control thousands of websites that post my material, and I mean, the government couldn't do that. I mean, God could only do that. But no, I will, or I will pay, and the message gets real nasty at the end. I'm not going to play the whole thing. And then, of course, this is the positive side of all this. Then there's all the people posing as me on the web. And the slander, and the lies, and the death threats. And just all of it. And again, it isn't about me. Have you warned your neighbors that the vaccines have cancer viruses in them and it's going to be a delayed soft kill weapon that child's taking? Have you warned them? No, most of you haven't, have you, that are criticizing me? And every time I put this call out to you to please save the innocents, to please spend your time warning people, they giggle and chortle and say, look, we've really got him on the run. We've got him on the ropes. Hear how much he's complaining on air. I'm complaining because they're about to start World War III. And then we go into a depression, your butt's probably going to be starving on the street, and I might be too. You understand, I have foresight, but it doesn't take much foresight to see what's coming now. I'm upset because I need every one of you to get your head screwed on straight and to stop it. Your mental illness needs to stop. Finish up with the clip.
Speak to him. That's it. To voice my opinion and to offer my own personal story. As to which I had, and I'm pretty sure I can go back and look at it because I save all my sent stuff, that I even offered him my phone number, and so forth. And he kept ignoring.
Stop it right there.
So then I sent him.
Sir, stop. You know, I've been invited out to places like Luck, Texas, where, I could go hang out with Willie Nelson, which I would dream of doing. I'll never do it. I'm too busy fighting the New World Order. I say, gee, can I do some radio interviews and work on a film? Or do I want to go hobnob around as much as I love Willie Nelson and idolize him and love him since I was a little kid? Do I want to go out to Hollywood and hang out at Charlie Sheen's house as much fun as that is? No, I'm not going to do it. I certainly can't call you up. Plus, you're probably sending this email to somebody else's website or this phone number. But I'm bad. I mean, this is the craziness. Go back to it.
Stop ducking me. And now, this big bad truth teller has blocked me from a YouTube page that I don't ever post anything negative or derogatory on.
Okay, that's it. And then he goes into really getting vicious. Now, we have, I think, two or three YouTube channels. One of them, Watson Runs. He doesn't respond to anything on it. He posts maybe a video every week. Aaron probably posts two or three videos a week. He responds to nothing. We don't look at how many subscribers there are. We barely have time to upload videos. You know, I look at my MySpace about twice a week. And then you get mad at that. It's just there for you. To say I'm a piece of filth, an agent, a crapoid, whatever it is, just go have fun. And then you get mad because I'm not reading the messages or looking. I'm too busy here. They got the National Guard announcing they're going to do gun confiscation. I mean, this isn't a game, folks. Now, let's play someone who's got their head screwed on straight. Let's play somebody who has their head screwed on straight. I'm trying to find the title. What's the title of that video, John? Comply or resist. I don't have time to play this whole one, but here. Listen to someone actually trying to warn people and say, look, we're in a bad situation. Wake up. Stand up against the New World Order. And about 70% of our movement does this, and it's why we may actually save the country and the world with God's help. But it isn't good because we got people behind our lines, behind us, attacking us from behind because they were so brainwashed and so damaged by the New World Order. Now, here's somebody who's got their head screwed on straight. Here it is.
Greetings, YouTube. It seems like the world that we live in every day gets crazier and crazier. There's no doubt that we're living in the Twilight Zone. And the reason that is because the media, the mainstream media, there's only six conglomerates, and 95% of the print newspapers and the TV media is controlled by the same six conglomerates. So you'd have to be naive to think that there wouldn't be some influence or use of power there to try to influence opinions, maybe even lie and deceive on purpose in order to convince the majority of Americans that we're still living in a world that makes sense, that what these criminals are doing, you know, at the Fed and other places, somehow aimed at helping us or improving our situation. My, aren't they so compassionate that they would forgo their privilege of printing money and all the benefits they could be having, but no, they're so incredibly superhumanly kind-hearted that they wanted to extend that to us, the middle class, whom we all know the elites love so much. So anyway, I wanted to read you a little bit here. Here's a quote from David Rockefeller in his own book. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated and global political and economic structure, a one world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty and I am proud of it. Straight from his book. And you have another quote, 1991, from a trilateral commission meeting in which David Rockefeller allegedly uttered the following words. We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years. But the work is now much more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practiced in past centuries. Wow. So here is the rest of my blog that I sort of built around those two quotes, and here's how it went. For those of you who still believe that the U.S. government is one of the people, it is time to lay down those long-held sacred beliefs. If we are to truly care about liberty, now is not the time to cling to falsely held notions of freedom, to create excuses in our minds that attempt to explain away all the evils around us. The founders would be appalled at what we have become, and there is nothing now more patriotic, more in tune with the founders' visions, more noble than seeking to understand exactly what has happened to our beloved freedoms, our people, and our country. Turn off your TVs. Lay down the newspapers and magazines. American sovereignty is quickly slipping through our fingertips, and the first step towards putting a stop to this madness is becoming informed. The TVs and publications are there to distract you with trivialities, to explain away some of our biggest problems by only offering a tiny fraction of the causes, all the while excluding the big picture, and to even create bold-faced lies and fantasies in order to convince us that we must bow before the state if we are to be secure. It is time to realize that what happened in Nazi Germany, yes, Nazi Germany, is coming to the U.S.
All right. And it goes on. By the way, that guy's more eloquent than I am. He needs to be a leader. You see, he's focused outward to wake people up. See, people who attack me, it's a reflection of this narcosis, this obsession with themselves in some weird personal fight with me. We need to warn everybody, folks. We're in dire straits. We can't screw around. Be right back.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Jones.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, would you make it shallow so I can feel.
A lot of you out there need to look at yourselves. Are you doing everything you can to first get fully educated on the globalist master plan, and then to go out and alert and wake up everybody you can in a confident, focused manner? You need to be getting into every media system you can. That means buying a local radio show Saturday or Sunday night. It's pretty cheap. Doesn't matter if you don't think you're an eloquent speaker. You need to get on air and cover news or set up guests. You need to go and get an Access TV show while it's still around. They're shutting them down all over. About half of them have been shut down in the last 6-7 years. They're trying to shut down the other half right now. Use it while it's still there. A lot of viewers in every city and town that tune into that. I mean, globalists will fly thousands of miles to speak to a couple hundred people. But you just go, oh, there's no point in me getting an Access show. Well, that's how I started. Or starting a website. I mean, is your website just critiquing everyone and saying how you're the best and nobody else is good? Or are you trying to reach out to people? I mean, I want to be able to post everybody's information. I want to bring people together. I want to have people on my show. I want to expose the New World Order. But that doesn't mean that I have to accept whatever your orthodoxy or your particular views are completely. And it doesn't mean you have to accept my views, but we need to focus on the New World Order. We need to warn the public. People say, well, what are the solutions? The solution is first waking people up. And we've come a long way. Folks don't trust either party now for the first time in modern history. 9% approval rating for Congress. 9% approval rating for Dick Cheney. So the enemy's in trouble, but we better discredit them like our lives depend on it, because then they're broken. Then they can't get any clout. Then they can't get the public to acquiesce and go along with their programs of control. By the way, the news is also big. Ron Paul gave a speech on the floor yesterday. It's up on Infowars.net, saying something huge and bad is coming and our liberty is about to go away. He came out and basically said martial law may be implemented any day. And we have him on once a month. We just had him on 3 weeks ago. I'm going to try to get him on early next week about the oil, the dollar. And I never heard him come out so strong and say, we are right on the edge. We are right on the precipice. And I want to read to you some of what he said and play some clips later. It's up on Infowars.net. It's huge news. It's huge news that 10 Republicans abstain. Measure passes 238 to 180. There will be a hearing, Representative Kucinich, after the impeachment against George Bush and the House Judiciary Committee that was assured by a vote. This isn't being reported anywhere in the news. So we'll talk about where that move, where the vote to start an impeachment proceeding is going. You're not hearing that on the news. I got all this serious stuff to talk about. Why did I pause and spend 30, 40 minutes on infighting? Because it is a disease. It is a cancer. It's how the FBI went in and got the Black Panthers or the peace movement to fight with each other. And then once they start the infighting going, it's like dominoes. Most people involved in it aren't FBI. They're just allowing it to continue. We're having great victories, but nothing like we could have if all of you out there would commit to stop fighting with each other and to just wake the public up on the basics. We are assured of a win against the New World Order if we do that. But there isn't much time. The people are open to wake up, but only if we wake them up. We got to act now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.